going to come out of the book of Matthew this morning, the Lord being my helper, in the 12th chapter, and I preached about Jonah there last time we preached, I guess. Preached on Jonah. Amen. How he went down. And yeah. Amen. You know, when you leave the Lord, you go to going down, Brother Eric.
That's right.
Amen. You go to going down this morning. But I've done a lot of study. It just stirred my heart. Amen. The things about Jonah, the things he dealt with. And I've done some studying on these things the last few weeks, sir, and God still got it upon my heart. And and I want to read this morning, amen, and preach, God be my helper, amen, about Jonah just a little bit further. Brother, I love to preach about the patriarchs of old. You know what? Amen. I love to tell the story, folks. And I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Now listen to me. Amen. They had a story, but we've got one too this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have got a story this morning. Just like the Lord, now listen, now just like the Lord moved in their lives and moved upon them to do great things, God does the same things with me and with you this morning. Amen. You know, the devil will come around and tell you sometimes, well, you ain't no Moses. I'm far from being one of Moses. And we're not no Elijah, amen, a prophet afar. God has got a place, amen, for each one of us, and God's got a job for us to do, and we'll be held accountable for what the job God gave us to do this morning.
Amen.
It's important to do a job for the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. The Bible said we all make up part of the body, amen. The little finger, amen, can't say amen to the arm, amen, because I'm not of that, I have no part of you. We've all got a part in this thing, and the Lord, amen, and our part means something this morning. He said the uncommonly parts, amen, are as important as the commonly parts. We can't have an eye, amen, without having a face this morning, amen.
Amen.
I mean, we can't have an arm without having a trunk, amen, like a body. Amen. The Bible teaches, Lord, like a tree this morning. We need, amen, the uncommonly parts. Someone said, well, my job ain't that important. Your job is important, amen, as Moses was to him this morning. Praise the Lord. But I want to read this morning out of the book of Matthew, chapter 12, amen, and verse 38. I want to read right there, amen. I've got some more places I'm going to try and read. God be my helper, and I don't know how far I'll go on this today, but got some things on my heart. And the Bible says this morning, then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights, amen, in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Now the men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment and shall with this generation. Jesus is talking to his generation right there. Shall rise up against this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. And the queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. And she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Behold, greater than Solomon is here.
Amen.
Amen. So Jesus told them right here, amen, he told the Pharisees and those that asked them, they said, we would ask a sign from thee, amen. And I told you the last time, amen, we preached, you know, the studying on this right here, the preaching of Jonah, the prophet Jonah, there was not a miracle, amen, that's been harder for folks to believe, amen, than Jonah being in the belly of the whale, amen, for 3 days and for 3 nights. Now, logic thinking, amen, would let you know this morning that just don't seem feasible this morning. But that's what Jesus said this morning, that that he was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale. Amen. He said, and that's the only sign that'll be given. Amen. Jesus said, now if you can't believe that, Amen. You can't believe, amen, the resurrection this morning because he said, a greater than Jonah is here. Amen. That Jonah was in 3 days in the belly of the whale. So shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth up for 3 days. But as Jonah come forth, so shall the Son of Man come forth this morning out of the grave this morning. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So shall he come out of the grave this morning. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, the men of Nineveh would rise up against this generation. Amen. And it shall condemn it because of greater, amen, than Jonah is here. Now the men of Nineveh, amen, were very wicked. Amen. Now that was a pretty good insult. Amen. That was a pretty good insult to the men of that day because they know, amen, how bad Nineveh was. And you know, I told Sheriff Brother Eric and Melissa there, I said, you know, it's been studying a lot about Nineveh. Amen. And Jonah, in verse 1, he said that the Lord told him, said, go down to that great city, amen, of Nineveh. Amen. And Nineveh was a great city this morning. It was a central area of commerce in that day. It was a very beautiful place and a very prosperous place. But it was a very place this morning that was without the Lord, and God was going to send judgment on it this morning. Yeah. Amen. God was going to send judgment on it. Amen. And the Bible says that they repented. Amen. At the preaching of Jonah this morning. And the Bible says this morning that, amen, that when he went down there that he was afraid. Amen. He departed. He went and, amen, he went his own way. He was afraid to go down to that city this morning because of how far it was from the Lord and how far it was from God this morning. But the Bible said they repented at the preaching of Jonah and how far they were. Now, Nineveh was a great city. It was a place right there on the Tigris River, right there what is now modern-day Iraq. Amen, it's where it was at, and it was right there, and it was a great wealthy place, a lot of trade took place there, and amen, but it was also a place this morning of great spiritual wickedness that come up before the Lord this morning, amen. That's what happens a lot of times, and I worry about, amen, this country and the shape that it's in. Yeah. Amen, you know, a lot of times we get to prospered, and that was a prosperous place. Amen. It was a central place. It was a prosperous place. Amen. Nimrod, amen, back in Genesis, amen, was the one who built, amen, that started Nineveh. Amen. He started Nineveh. He started that city. Amen. He was a great hunter of souls. And amen. And he, every foundation he laid was bad. Amen. And this was a bad deal right here about, amen, that a foundation he laid on it. Amen, because it housed a lot of things. It was ungodly before the Lord this morning. Amen. We read about that, and I read about, amen, and even in Nehemiah, amen, and I'm going to look right here, amen, and amen, the Bible says, even in Nehemiah, amen, just right, go left of the and the minor prophets, go left. Amen. There, Matthew, and in chapter 1, amen, in verse 1, amen, I'm going to read right there what the Lord said to them. Now, amen, still preaching about Jonah, amen, and the sign of Jonah this morning. But I want to lay a little groundwork right here. God be my helper. Now, the Bible says this morning that they repented at the preaching, amen, of Jonah this morning. Amen. And they got right before the Lord, and God passed over, and God's mercy was extended to them. But, amen, about 150 years after that, amen, during the time of Hezekiah, amen, during the time of Hezekiah, amen, Nahum was a prophet then. And, amen, in verse 1 he said, of the burden of Nineveh, amen, amen, the burden of Nineveh this morning, the book of the vision, amen, of Nahum, the Ekleshite. Amen. He said, God is a jealous God, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth. Amen. He says it twice. In other words, amen, it's settled and done this morning. Amen. The Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. And the Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries as he reserved wrath. Amen. For his enemies. And the Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not always acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm and in the clouds and the dust. Amen. Are the dust of his feet this morning. So the Bible says there was a burden, amen, that come of Nineveh, amen, after that time. After they had repented, amen, at the preaching of Jonah this morning. Amen. After they had repented of the preaching of Jonah, amen, they'd been all right for a while. And, amen, about 150 years had passed, and boy, they went back to their old ways. But you know what? The Word of God this morning is just as sure, amen, as we're standing here today. And, amen, it's just as plain and just as sure, amen, as what, amen, we're standing here right now. And Him will not go void this morning. The Word of God won't. And, you know, we look around today and, amen, see everything that has happened, everything is seems like it goes its own way, that God is, amen, not a respecter of judgment anymore. Amen, but God is a respecter of judgment this day and time, folks. Amen. God is a respecter of judgment this morning. Amen. And boy, I'll tell you, amen, at this time, amen, they had got so far away from the Lord. Amen. They had got so far away from God. Amen. And the Bible says this morning that, amen, that they their wickedness come up before the Lord. Amen. Don't think for 1 minute, amen, that wickedness don't come up before God this morning. Amen. At some time or another. Amen. Because it will. I noticed there last night, I turned the TV on and they're on what, channel 4 or 5, 1. I can't remember. They had a game show on there, and there was two ladies on there planning on getting married. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. They talked and they just glorified it. They talked about how great of a thing that is. And, amen, they glamorize, amen, yeah, of the things that are abominable before the Lord this morning. Amen. And they try to push these things that they make it right this morning. But I'll tell you this morning, he's still abomination before the Lord.
Amen.
And it'll come up that way before God. I don't care how good, amen, I don't care how great, I don't care how prosperous a country or a city might be, it will stand before the Lord one day.
Amen.
God said, I'll send judgment. Amen. The Lord revengeth, the Lord revengeth. Amen.
Amen.
There's a tale, amen, told, I don't know how true it is. Amen. But there's a young boy one time, amen, that he slid off, amen, a snowy river. And he got out there and the ice broke with him. He got out there and he just about drowned. Amen. He just about drowned. Amen. And a judge, there was a man that was a judge, amen, come and rescued him, amen, out of that water and pulled him up out of it. Amen. Saved his life. Amen. Several years after that, that young man grew up and he got involved in drugs and all these things, and he got out and he got in bad trouble. Amen. Enough to, amen, that it landed him some prison time. And he stood there before the judge and he said, don't you remember me? Judge, don't you remember me? Amen. I was a young man, amen, that you pulled out, amen, of that river. Don't you remember me? I was that young man, said, and he pleaded for mercy, and he said, you know, he said, that day I was your Savior, but today I'm your judge.
Amen.
Amen. Right. One day we'll stand before a judge this morning. Amen.
Right.
Today, Brother Eric, we stand before a Savior. Amen. But one day we'll all stand before the judgment seat of the Lord.
Amen.
We'll all stand before the judgment seat. Amen. The Lord, folks don't think about that this morning. They don't think that there's a judgment to come, but I'll tell you this morning, just as sure as we're alive and just as sure as Jesus is a Savior, one day He will be the judge this morning. Amen. Amen. We'll stand before the Lord. Amen. And give an account for every deed done in the body, whether it be good or bad. Amen. We'll stand before the Lord one day. Amen. This morning. But Nineveh, amen, sins come up before the Lord. He told Jonah, he said, go down to that great city. There wasn't a greater city in all the Middle East. Amen. That what Nineveh was this morning. It was the capital of the Assyrians this morning. Amen. Their borders stretched out plumb on into Egypt. Amen. They conquered a lot of lands. Amen. We read about Sennacherib. Amen. And Isaiah. Amen. How that, that Hezekiah stood against him. Amen. They wanted to overtake Jerusalem. They wanted to overtake Jerusalem. Amen. They wanted to overtake Jerusalem. Now this is the capital. This is where Sennacherib lived. Amen. Was in Nineveh. Amen. His palace, they were so wealthy. Amen. They were so wealthy and so well off. His palace, amen, in the southwest corner, amen, of that city this morning, covered 5 acres this morning. You imagine a little house that big? 5 acres. It had 2 halls that were 180 foot long and 40 feet wide. Amen. All kinds of things. Amen. In it. Servants and all this, aqueduct, all that. I mean, even air conditioning. Amen. For them things. Amen. He lived in a wealthy place. They lived in a wealthy place. Amen. It was a wealthy city. They were defeating type people. They were a growing people. Amen. Their bounds were being stretched out, but they thought they'd come against God's people.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they'd come against God's people. Sennacherib did. Amen. Which is the capital. Amen. Of Nineveh there. And they said, you know, you can't stand before us. Ain't that the way the world is on this morning? Amen. The world will say, hey man, the world will say, you can't stand before me, we're too powerful.
Yeah.
You can't stand before me, we're too great. Amen. We've got too much, armies. The Bible says for us not trusting in armies. I tell you what America needs to do, us as God's people need to do, we need to keep trusting the Lord.
Amen.
He said, we're going to come against you. There ain't nothing you can do. Set a spokesman out there. Hey, man, he stood there at the wall. And he talked to the people of Jerusalem there. Said, there's nothing you can do. We're going to come in. We've got ways we can breach your walls. Hey, man, and push them down. There's no way you can stand before us. Hey, man, and said, you might as well just give up. You might as well give in. You ain't got a chance this morning. Amen. That's what the world tells us today. Amen. You ain't got a chance living for the Lord. Amen. They said this morning, they said, you know, said the Hezekiah took the letter. Amen. We know the story. Amen. He took it to the altar and he laid it before the Lord. Amen. This is actual facts.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He laid it before the Lord. He got down and began to pray. He said, Lord, amen, here's the letter. Here's what's been sent to us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. This is my cause. This is my plea. Amen. He laid it down there before the Lord. Amen. He said, I can't do nothing with it. You can. God sent the prophet Isaiah to him. He said, Isaiah, amen. Isaiah said, you know what? I heard from the Lord. Amen. Ain't it good to hear from God this morning?
Amen.
That's what we come to church for. Amen. That's what we need to come to church for. Amen. Hear what the Lord has to say. Amen to us. See what the Spirit says to us. And he said, amen, I've heard from the word of the Lord. Amen. He said, don't worry about it. There ain't even going to be a sword raised. Amen. Jerusalem's not going to be breached. Amen. This is God's city. Amen. And I'm going to take care of it this morning. Amen. There's folks today, amen, they even pointing out at Israel, Jerusalem. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. You don't go against the people of God this morning. Amen.
Amen.
You don't go against the people of God this morning. Amen. And you don't go against Israel this morning. And he said, men bless me. He said, I'll bless them. If they curse me, he said, I'll curse them this morning. And amen. And Isaiah told him, though, he said, there'll not even be a sword raised. Amen. To stand against you this morning. He said, and Hezekiah, he trusted the Lord. He said, that's good with me. I'm going to trust the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That night, I think it was, 180,000? Amen. That died there that night. Sennacherib, they just took their stuff and went on back the next day. Amen. His sons even killed him this morning. Amen. when he went back home. Amen. But there was not even a sword raised. Amen. God said, I'll fight your battles for you this morning. Amen. Amen. But the Bible says, and I don't know why I got off on that, but I did. Amen. But anyways, the Bible says this morning that, amen, that Nineveh was a great city. Amen. He told Jonah, said, go against the great city, cry against it. They repented. Amen. And then they went back. Amen. They went back, amen, on the Lord. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. There's been a time we need to hold God's unchanging hand, his days in which we live. It's easy, it's convenient, and it's accepted this day of time just to live any way, oh, way you want to. But it ain't accepted before the Lord this morning. Amen. It ain't accepted before the Lord. And I know this is an old-fashioned preacher. Amen. It's telling you these things. Amen. But it's still that old-fashioned way that's going to get right. People to heaven this morning. Amen. This morning. I feel sorry for some of these fellas. Amen. That don't preach the word. They don't preach the cross. Amen. You know what the cross represents this morning? Amen. Represents sometimes you might have to do a little suffering. Have to do a little bearing of the cross. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You don't hear a lot of that in a lot of churches. Amen, this day and time. But I'm going to tell you, if you live for the Lord, you'll have a cross to bear. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You're going to have some things you'll have to bear for the Lord. Amen. We need to bear with the Lord sometimes. Amen. We need to bear with the Lord. And, amen. So Israel come against the people of God. Amen. Nahum begin to preach. Amen. Nahum begin to preach about the burden of Nineveh. Amen. The burden they become. Amen. Now Nineveh, amen, they served other gods. When you read, you can turn over with me, amen, to the book of Romans, amen, the first chapter, very familiar, no doubt, to most of you, amen, but I found out some things, amen, and when Paul was talking to the Romans, amen, Romans chapter 1, amen, when Paul was talking to the Romans, amen, referring to this scripture, amen. He was actually most likely referring back to Nineveh. Amen. And the apostate religion, amen, that they were in. Amen. They served other gods. They served the God that, amen, that was like a bull. Amen. That had a face of a man and had the wings of an eagle on his back, or the wings of a bird. Amen. Upon his back. Amen. Was the God they served. They were very cruel. Amen. They were very cruel. They were very wicked. Amen. And they were very, got into a religious, corrupt way this morning. Amen. I never seen the like in the days in which we live. Amen. That folks' religion has just got plumb corrupt this day and time. They don't believe God. Amen. They believe in an energy, but they don't believe in God. Mm-hmm. They believe in spirits, but they don't believe in a God this morning. Amen. But the Bible says this morning, in Romans chapter 1 and verse 21 said, because that when they knew God, amen, and they become late, when they repented at the preaching of Jonah. They repented at the preaching of Jonah and made things right for several years, but they got away from the truth this morning. Amen. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Boy, that's the way it is now, ain't it? Amen. Folks, I mean, they think they're wiser than what the Lord is. They know more than what God is. And, amen, have preachers and teachers this day and time say, well, the disciples had it wrong. Brother, the disciples had it right this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God unto the image made like unto corruptible man, and unto beast and four-footed beast, and the birds and the four-footed beast and creeping things. Amen. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through their own flesh. Amen. And the lust of their own hearts and dishonor their own bodies. Amen. Between themselves this morning. Amen. They had got so corrupt before the Lord. Amen. Read a little further in about, amen, the city of Nineveh there, and how corrupted it was and how powerful they were, but they got more corrupt, Amen. But it still come up before the Lord. You know, you didn't get by. No matter how folks think today, amen, if you got a little bit or you got more land or whatever, amen, or if you're mighty like the United States is, yeah. Amen, that nothing can ever happen to you. But I'm going to tell you, amen, before the Lord, if we don't walk right before God, God can send judgment this amen. Morning. Amen.
Amen.
But Abinadab, some of you might have read about him, was a grandson of Sennacherib, amen, and he was a mighty king, amen, there as well. And he had a big palace. He had it lined in the libraries, amen, of all kinds of books. But one thing I noticed about him, amen, he was involved in magic, amen, and omens, and the occult. Amen. And leaned and looked to those things this morning. I've never seen a time, amen. I watch that Travel Channel. I used to watch the Travel Channel back when they done things. You know, you think of a name like Travel Channel that have places where you go to and check out and things. But all you see on there now, amen, is about ghosts and haints and all of these dead things. Mm-hmm. Amen. I've never seen a time that folks are so obsessed. Amen. We're seeking out familiar spirits and ghosts and demons and all them things. Amen. I can tell you about them things this morning. Mm-hmm. Amen. The best thing to do with them things is leave them alone.
That's
this
right.
Morning. Amen. 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 A child of God, now you listen, a child of God has no business, amen, entertaining such things this morning. Amen. Have no business entertaining such things because it's of the devil this morning. Amen. Reading horoscopes. I'll tell you who our future is. Our future is in the Lord this morning. Amen. We don't need another thing to teach us. Amen. Our future. Amen. Our future is in the Lord this morning. It comes from God. God is our help. I mean, say amen right there.
Amen. That's right.
God is our help today.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. But folks, is amen, leaning and looking to those things. Just like these kings did. Amen. And God said, now I'm going to make an end to these things because they're not honored before the Lord this morning. They're wickedness before God. They're wickedness before the Lord. And folks are, they're interested in the occult. Someone said, I feel something there. I noticed something there. Will you might do it this morning? Amen. Someone said, I want to experience sin. There's a pleasure in sin for a season, but afterwards, amen, it'll drag you to hell this morning.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's pleasure in sin. They make things look good. Amen. If sin wasn't attractive, sin didn't feel good, the devil couldn't use it. Amen. I'm not here to tell you there ain't nothing to it, but God is above all them things.
Amen. Amen.
God is above all them things. Amen. I'm like David Carr. David Carr said, you know what? He said, Rena, I won't drink. Amen. He said, I'm afraid I don't like it. Amen. He said, and that's what folks does. And I had one lady tell me, said, you know, said, I don't really like the way it tastes. I just like the way it makes you feel. I said, that's where the problem is with these things.
Amen.
That's where the problem with drugs is. That's where the problem with all these, alcohol and drugs folks like, and they get hooked. Amen. And then their soul is drugged where they don't want to go this morning.
Amen.
Cause them to do things that they wouldn't normally do this morning. Amen. Amen. But there is things to that. I have a cousin. I'm going to say this. And I'll be. Amen. And I'm sure she don't mind me sharing it. Amen. My cousin, she told me, said she went to spend the night. Amen. Out there. And I'll leave the names alone. But out there in Monterey. Amen. And if I was to mention names, you'd know it. Amen. But they got one of them, amen, and good people. Amen. They slipped. Amen. And one of the girls, one of the young ladies, she's about 15, 16 year old. Amen. Went and slipped and found her a Ouija board. Amen. Amen. Mama talked one time. There was a lady that lived below us, and she was a little strange acting. Amen. And Mama went down there one time, and she found a little box. Amen. That lady, she just looked out and left. And, amen. Had a little box. Amen. Like that. And it was dark in there. And it was closed up and everything. It was about rectangle along like that and had a thing come up like that, had a big ball right there. And Mama told me, Robert said, said this woman's got a Ouija board and a crystal ball in there. And I went and looked, and it was a chess match and a round candle. Amen. The same. She thought just sure of the world she was involved in some of them things. Amen. But anyway, she went and found a Ouija board. This young lady did. She got one. I don't know where she got that. I don't even know where you get one at. Amen. But these things are around us. Amen. Even when I work down there at Oregon, amen, there's devil worshiping places. It's in Cookville. Amen. They told me where it was at. Amen. This one boy approached me. Amen. Had a pentagram on. Thought he was really something wearing that thing. I thought, my goodness, that thing's going to drag you to hell unless you get right with God. Amen. She said they went out there and they got to play it. She said, my cousin, she said, I didn't think Miss Bassett, oh, well, it ain't nothing to it, you know. She just got playing around and just going along. Said, I'll go along with it, doing this right here, you know, doing what it said. And she said, see if it would move your hands. And she said, well, put my hands on there. And said that thing began. I'm going to tell you, the devil ain't got power. Yeah. The devil has power. Amen. But God has all power.
Amen.
I'm not going to tell you the devil ain't knowing, because he is. But God is all knowing. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent and he's omnipotent. But she said it got her hand on her and went around and it took and it spelled out the letter. Said, I will get you. And it was real. She knew he had done that. And she began to cry. She's just a young girl. She's just a young teenager. She began to cry so hard, and it affected her so bad. She said, Ross, I had to call Mama to come get me. So they come and got me and said, we done away with that thing. I said, done away with that thing. But folks, today, the day in which we live here in this land and country, amen, they just can't get enough of ghosts and goblins and all of these things this morning. Amen. They're obsessed with learning about it. When we need to be obsessed with learning about the Holy Ghost this morning. We need to be obsessed about learning about the Lord. Amen. There's more power, there's more realness, there's more fullness. It's the only satisfaction is in God this morning.
Amen.
In His Word.
Right.
Amen. And we study these things. Amen. And we look to the things of the Lord this morning. Amen. There's more in there to be had. There's more in there to be known. There's more in there to rejoice in. Amen. Than all this world could have. Amen. You can have everything this world can offer you, but it will never satisfy, because there's only one place in a man's heart that only God can live, and nothing else can fill it this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Nothing else can fill it. But he was obsessed. These kings were obsessed with the cup. And he said, I'm going to bring an end to it. Amen. Now, I'm going to get back to Jonah. Amen. The Bible says this morning, amen, he said, the Bible says, repented at the preaching of Jonah. Amen. He said, behold, greater than Jonah is here. Amen. This morning, as Jonah's in 3 days in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days. Amen. Coming out.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And he said this morning, talk about the prophet Jonah. Amen. There's a Savior now that has made the way. Amen. To be saved this morning. The Bible says this morning, I'll read it to you. Amen. In the book of Romans. Going back to the book of Romans again. Amen. He said this morning, I'll start in verse 23, chapter 3 and 23. He said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in Him in His blood, to declare the righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. Though, he said, though, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, and I don't know this is verse, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and justifier of him which hath believed in Jesus. Amen. That he might be just and the justifier. Amen. You know, it'd be sad to think this morning, amen, that all these things and all these sins, amen, and all these judgments, amen, that's about us, amen. The Bible says, seeing that, amen, that the earth melteth away, amen, what manner of man ought we to be this morning? Seeing all these things will be dissolved, all these things that we look at, amen, of the earth and the world, all these things, he said, will be dissolved. Amen. All of them be done away with. Amen. The governments we look at, we talk about the Syrian government and, amen, and the prophets that preached to them and, amen, and all that. But he said, seeing all these things will be done away with, what manner of man ought you to be? You know, it'd be a sad thing this morning, amen, that we was left there. But he said, God, amen, is the justifier. Amen. Thanks be to the Lord. Amen. We have salvation through Jesus this morning. Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life this morning. That's what that verse is saying this morning. Amen. He is a justifier. Amen. And the just this morning, he is the way, the truth, and the life today. Folks, I'll tell you, the Bible said, man come up any other way, the same as a thief and robber. Amen. He said that he might be just and the justifier. Lord, we serve a just God, and he is our justifier. Amen. There ain't nobody can justify you but the Lord himself this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Boy, I'm telling you this morning, if we was left, amen, without all them things, if we was left, amen, to deal with all these things our own self, we wouldn't have a chance. But thanks be to the Lord, he rose a third and appointed day. You know why I like that? And I'm going to close here just a minute. I like that movie, The Passion, but there's just one thing that I had against it this morning. Amen. They left the Lord there in the tomb. Amen. I mean, you know, they suffered, and they showed the sufferings that he did and all that, and the death that he died and all that. But boy, if they were to really show the resurrection, the glory, amen, of his resurrection, amen, I'm telling you this morning, brother, you know, there's people in hell today that would give anything to hear, amen, an old-fashioned preacher preach about the blood this day and time. Amen. They would. Amen. But you know what? If they were to show the resurrection, amen, because he lives, we can live this morning. Amen. Amen. Because he lives. Brother, I'm glad this morning, amen, that he's still a Savior today. One day he'll be a judge. Amen. But he's still a Savior today. And God is a true judge this morning. Now, he said there to Nahum there, he said to preach to Nineveh, amen, he said, revenge and to revenge. Amen. God, amen, had set, amen, judgment upon Nineveh. Amen. And 100 years after that, it was gone. You see some of the ruins there today. They built fake pillars there now to that old city, just showing where the markings, amen, and all that were. Amen. But God said, I'm doing away with it. Amen. The wickedness come up, and I'm doing away with it this morning. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, America's not so great. Amen. That God couldn't say, amen, you know, you've had your time. Amen. You can't stand like that. You can't go along with what's going on this morning. Amen. You can't go along with the wickedness and expect to get by. You can't go along, amen, entertaining, amen, abomination before the Lord and glorifying them and get by. It just won't happen this morning. Amen. Bible said righteousness ruleth the nation. Amen. We need righteousness of God above everything. Amen. And we need it. Here suffer. Amen. Robbie needs it. We need it. Amen. How many needs the Lord this morning? Amen. Say amen. Amen. We all need the Lord. We need his help. Praise the Lord this morning. I tell you, God is the fighter of our battles. Amen. I trust him this morning. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our head. I feel my heart. I give you what the Lord put in my heart this morning. Lord, we just thank you today for your goodness. And we thank you, Father, for the reading of your word. And we thank you this morning, Lord, for thy salvation. We thank you, Lord, the mercy doors are still open, Lord. But God, we know, Lord, as in the days of Noah, one day they'll be shut. God, we just pray for, Lord, we know that time is short. It's running near. We just ask you, Lord, that you'd help us to work while it is day. Lord, night comes and no man will be able to work. God, we just pray to be about your business. Help us as your children to be vigilant, to be sober, and to walk upright, God. We pray. We ask you for these things, and it's in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand.